from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, this is Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, in this week for Michael Krasny. The popular rating and review app Yelp is expanding into new territory. California hospital data on C-sections, breastfeeding, and other aspects of women's health. They've turned up some interesting info about the likelihood of having a C-section, depending on which hospital you choose to deliver your baby at. We'll talk with one of the researchers about that. Then at 9:30, the political and economic turmoil in Venezuela. After months of protests, critics say Sunday's national election was a fraud as President Nicolas Maduro eliminates the last few traces of democracy. We'll have the latest. All that coming up right after this news. Good morning and welcome to Forum. I'm Scott Schaefer, in this week for Michael Krasny. Later, we'll turn to the developing political crisis in Venezuela, but we begin this hour closer to home with a topic that's very personal to women of childbearing age, C-sections. Almost a third of all babies born in the U.S. are delivered that way, and the rate of C-sections is going up. One big question for pregnant women, how to decide where to have your baby? Well, now Yelp is adding data on C-sections and breastfeeding to consumer reviews of hospitals. The idea? Help women make more informed decisions about where to deliver based in part on how they want to deliver. Joining us now to talk about the new ratings and service, April Demboski, health reporter for KQED's California Report. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also joining us by phone, Stephanie Telicky. She's director of evaluation and impact at the California Healthcare Foundation. Stephanie, welcome to you as well.
Thank you.
Let me begin with you, Stephanie. This is information that was publicly available, so you decided to compile it and put it in a place that was much more consumer-friendly. Why did you decide to do that? What were you hoping to accomplish?
Well, this information is critically important to women in making their decision about where to get care. There's wide variation in the state. The C-section rate, for example, at some hospitals it might be as low as 15%, at others as high as 50 or 70%. But a lot of women don't know that and don't appreciate sort of where they go to deliver their baby can dramatically impact their outcome. So what we were trying to do is really meet consumers where they already are, i.e. on Yelp, versus expecting them to find these data on other websites that they may not be familiar with. It really is providing a bigger megaphone for the clinical measures, which, again, are often, I think, underappreciated by women who just don't know the importance of them.
And what accounts for that large range of rates of C-section?
Well, there are a lot of different factors that come into play. It's kind of it's a multi-pronged challenge, a multi-pronged problem, and there's a variety of things that come into play, how doctors are trained, time pressures, hospital design, the actual physical design of the hospital, how we pay for healthcare. Right now, a lot of hospitals are paid more for doing C-sections, or women are in the hospital longer, and then, you know, consumers also have a role. And many are not, everyone knows someone who's had a C-section, so it doesn't seem like that big a deal, but it actually is major surgery. So there's a lot of different factors in play. And in fact, one of the things that we're trying to do across the state is work with many partners to address all of these different factors in kind of a multi-pronged strategy. And this consumer Yelp piece is one of those components.
And when you say it's major surgery, tell us, for those who haven't had a C-section or know someone who has, what does it entail?
Well, it's major abdominal surgery. They're cutting into you. They're taking the baby out surgically. There's rates of, just like with any major surgery, there's increased in rates, risk of infection, of hemorrhage. And then importantly, another factoid that a lot of people, I think, don't appreciate is that once you have a C-section, you're 90% likely to have your subsequent birth by C-section. And each time you have a C-section, the next time you have one, you raise your risk of even more serious complications. So really that first delivery is critically important and is kind of a fork in the road.
And April, you've done reporting on this, of course. And Stephanie mentioned cost. Are C-sections, is there sort of a financial incentive for hospitals to deliver babies that way?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean,
the data suggests that it could be an incentive, but whether it's an incentive or not, as Stephanie said, it is more expensive. And so, you know, one of the things we've been hearing a lot about in the last couple of months is there's been debate over the health care bill is how do you bring down the costs of health insurance? And, you know, what nobody really discussed was that you have to do that, you have to bring down the underlying costs of health care. And so, you know, one way to do that is to, you know, deliver babies in a less invasive way. And so a tool like this actually, you know, puts the decision making in the hands of the consumer to say, you know, I want to deliver my baby here. And it's those kinds of, you know, incremental efforts like this that can actually contribute to consumers helping bring down the costs.
But I can imagine doctors saying, well, you know, this isn't like buying a car or deciding what restaurant to go to. There may be other factors besides what you prefer in terms of what's the best decision for an individual woman in how to deliver a baby. Like maybe, you know, it's not as simple as this, you know, Yelp app describes.
That's certainly true. And, you know, there are medical conditions that contribute to women having C-sections. Obesity is one. But what the data really does show is the data doesn't account for all of those medically necessary C-sections. And researchers have estimated that almost half of the C-sections performed in the U.S. are not required. And so that kind of gets to what Stephanie was talking about, you know, about, you know, there's sort of a culture in hospitals around this. And if you, you know, talk to nurses, some nurses will say, well, you know, what they really see is doctors getting impatient that a labor is taking too long, or, you know, staffing practices, or, you know, the hospital is getting really full. All of a sudden, there are too many women, you know, that then
so
they have space for in the maternity
what's like
ward.
In the best interest of the woman.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking about the new Yelp feature that gives women more information on C-section rates for California hospitals. And if you'd like to join us, this is just a half-hour segment, so I'm going to open up the phone lines now, and you can call us at 866-733-6786. Again, the number is 866-733-6786, or you can email your comments or questions to forum@kqed.org. Also, you can tweet us, of course. It's at KQED Forum. Stephanie Telke, what kind of reaction have you had from hospitals?
Yeah, well, the release just happened recently. The thing is, these data have been up on a website, calhospitalcompare.org, for several years now. So hospitals are actually well familiar with the data. So the difference here, of course, is the amplification through Yelp and putting it really out in a place that's getting a lot of attention and press, and hopefully will also get a lot of consumer eyeballs. Early feedback. I have not heard a lot so far. I think there for hospitals that are performing well on a lot of these measures, they're very pleased to have their information out there. For hospitals that aren't doing so well, there's some nervousness around, you know, showcasing these measures. But I think most providers understand that these measures can really help, hopefully, enable better conversations. And I think the providers that really, these are well-vetted measures that are, you know, some of them are required by large entities like Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and other large programs. So it really is an opportunity to have a better conversation. And I think most provider organizations appreciate that fact.
And we should mention also, April, that it isn't just C-section rates that are now available. What else is can women find there?
So Yelp is now posting episiotomy rates, breastfeeding rates, and what breastfeeding rates indicate is, you know, if they have a higher breastfeeding rate, it suggests that there's more support for women to help them get started with breastfeeding.
But
at
is
the
it
hospital.
Controlled? Excuse me for mm-hmm. you know, demographics and regional differences. I mean, I would imagine, based on little understanding I have, wealthier women are more likely to breastfeed, and so if the hospital's in, say, I don't know, near Atherton or Hillsborough, I mean, is that going to skew some of the data based on who is more likely to use those hospitals?
Well, you know, I know that the C-section rates are controlled for that. So I would actually ask Stephanie if on that breastfeeding question. I would assume it's the same.
The breastfeeding rates come from the Department of Public Health, and I believe that those are also risk-adjusted. It is true that there is wide variation and wide disparities in maternity care, and certainly, for example, African-Americans have a much lower rate of breastfeeding. Again, these metrics are an opportunity. If a woman really wants to breastfeed and she's got to deliver at a particular hospital, say she can't change because of her health plan, knowing that the hospital that she's delivering at is below average on breastfeeding is, again, an opportunity to talk to the provider. It's also an opportunity for her to think, okay, do I know anyone, if she's interested in this, who can help me? Do I have a sister or a friend that I can bring with me or can come visit me afterwards and help me with this? So it's trying to think of solutions, even if you might be locked in or you don't want to move from the hospital. At least it enables some thinking and some conversations.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones. And again, the number is 866-733-6786. We'll start with Bob in San Francisco. And Bob, I think you have a question we might have just addressed, but go ahead.
Well, you kind of addressed it. The question is, you have different rates of, let's say, C-sections, but how do you account for variation in the actual patient's clinical situations, among other things? So, for instance, let's take CPMC. CPMC up in Pacific Heights, many of the women in this population can have kids at an older age and are therefore more likely to have C-sections. A single number on Yelp doesn't tell you anything. It may have nothing to do with CPMC at all.
April? Or Stephanie?
I can try that. So the C-section rate is the low-risk first birth C-section, so it does take into account several other factors. It's not just a raw C-section measure. It takes into account some of the important factors we know relate to variation. So it is actually a fairly accurate portrayal of the actual C-section for low-risk first-time births.
Does that answer your question, Bob?
Yeah, that kind of does. I wonder, though, if the numbers would be better if it were on a per physician basis, so that it's not selecting so much the hospital, but selecting your OBGYN is really the key decision.
Stephanie?
That's an excellent point, and I think a lot of women would like the data at the OB level. It's technically challenging. I will say that the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative that produces the C-section data, the hospitals that they work with can drill down to the individual doctor level, and there, of course, is variation there as well, and that's where they do a lot of the quality improvement work. Right now, unfortunately, we cannot make, for statistical reasons, cannot make those data at the doctor level publicly available. So we have the hospital level, which, again, gives a good window in.
All right, Bob, thanks very much for the call. Let's go now to Andrea in Petaluma. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I was just wondering if the Yelp features that you're talking about, if they're going to address the induction rates at all at these hospitals, because in my own experience and that of a lot of friends of mine, the pushing of induction onto women.
Meaning inducing labor.
Yeah, inducing labor has really had a big effect on whether we all ended up with C-sections or not, or had to really fight and advocate for ourselves not to be induced because there was a lot of pressure.
Stephanie?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. That and a lot of other topics would be great. For example, I'd love to also add the percentage of births that our midwife delivered at the hospitals and give a sense of that. I think those types of measures are on the radar of CMQCC that is producing these. They are able to produce those in-house for the quality improvement work that they do. We have not yet publicly reported them, but they are definitely on the radar to get to.
All right. Thanks very much for the call, Andrea. Again, the number to call if you want to have register a comment or ask a question, 866-733-6786. We've got a listener comment who writes, Yelp stinks. Yelp is not a fact-based platform. Yelp is suspected of hiding good reviews if you don't pay up for advertising, or maybe they don't. Nobody really knows because Yelp is opaque. But I would imagine, Stephanie, you'd say this isn't really based on that same kind of input. It's based on data that is provided by the hospitals.
Yeah, there are a couple points I'd make for that comment. Yes, the measures, the clinical quality measures that are shown are extremely well vetted, trusted by providers, produced by reputable organizations. They are about as good as it gets in terms of quality measurement in healthcare. So they are not the same as, you know, what the caller is talking about. But I will say this. There are studies that have shown, and some have been produced by UCSF, Adams Dudley and Naomi Bardock, for example, have done studies showing that directionally, actually, Yelp does have some correlations with both clinical quality and also correlations with more rigorous patient experience surveys that are conducted at hospitals. So while they are not clinical quality measures, there is some research out there to show that they are directionally accurate, meaning if the hospital is generally doing well, the Yelp reviews are generally positive. If they're doing poorly, the Yelp reviews tend to be poor. I think the important thing to realize here is that people do read these consumer comments. We all engage in this now in this kind of storytelling, and this is how we choose restaurants and other things, and the hospital data are out there on Yelp. And I think the important thing is that women should be educated to consider both of these pieces of information. The storytelling is really key and compelling. So are the quality metrics, and really you should look at both.
All right. Let's go to the phones now. Somic in Menlo Park, you're next. Welcome.
Hi, I just had a baby a month back, and a huge factor in my decision-making for picking a hospital was in figuring out which hospital would support delayed cord clamping for at least 3 minutes or so. And this is really important because the latest research shows that the longer you allow the clamping to happen, the natural umbilical cord pulsations, the higher the immunity of the child. And research overwhelmingly shows this. But most hospitals in the U.S. are obsolete in their practice, and they give you only a minute, and sometimes they'll cut the cord immediately. So I had to find an OBGYN and a hospital and which would support this. And the interesting thing is they do track how much time they offer, and the standard is usually 1 minute.
Yeah.
So I had to fight to get three. And so this would be really useful information.
Yeah.
In the Yelp reviews.
Yeah, I mean, that. Wow. I would imagine most parents-to-be are not that involved. But, Stephanie does point out that there are a lot of different variables, huh?
Yes. I mean, again, there's no shortage of topics that would be great to have measures on. The challenge is always having the data and being able to do it in a statistically valid way in fairness, obviously, to the providers and in providing accurate information. So,
and I suppose, too, you have to be aware of not overwhelming people with so much information that,
exactly.
You know, they just turn away because it's more than they can handle. Thanks for the call, though. He mentioned immunity, and I'm wondering what there is some data, and I'll ask either one of you about the impact of having a C-section on a baby's immunity, you know, exposure to bacteria in the vaginal canal that doesn't happen in a C-section. Stephanie, is that something you're aware of?
I've certainly heard of that, and I know that that's another compelling reason. There's been more research lately on that topic. I'm not an expert on the sort of intricacies of it, but I know that there are, that's yet another reason why, if you can, it's great to have a vaginal birth.
All right. Yeah. Let's go to the phones again, and San Carlos is our next stop. Katha, welcome.
Hi. So I'm an OBGYN in San Carlos, down on the peninsula, and I think it's great for patients to get a lot more information. I feel like in particular in the Bay Area, that's what our population seeks, whether it be WebMD, whether it be Google. They want as much information as possible, which I totally support. I do feel, though, that sometimes just a C-section rate or holding a hospital accountable for a C-section rate could be really deceptive. For example, in the Bay Area, we have an older population. More women are getting pregnant later. More women are having fertility treatments. And all of those things greatly increase their risk of C-section, for instance. Or another issue could be that patients have a choice. As you're suggesting, patients should be empowered to sort of help direct their medical care. But believe it or not, a lot of women actually are choosing a C-section.
Yeah.
They want control,
well,
you know, like timing, or there's things about a vaginal delivery that they care not to go through.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that you use the phrase, you're at higher risk of C-section. Mm-hmm. We actually have a comment here from a listener who says, don't stigmatize C-section. So far, the conversation seems to assume that C-sections are to be avoided. If half of all C-sections are not medically necessary, that means half are. I had a planned, scheduled C-section, and everything went beautifully. 4 days later, I was up and walking around, and most importantly, delivered a healthy baby. Sometimes C-section is the right choice. I'll put that to the caller. Katha, how would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that our mantra to patients is always healthy baby, healthy mom, and that the mode of delivery is important, but not nearly as important as those two. And I kind of say we're there to, you know, nature is not perfect, and we're there to improve on nature. And so if someone can have a nice, easy vaginal delivery with us not laying hands on them, fabulous. But we're there to make sure that everyone stays healthy. And there are many times where a C-section is the best option.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, to destigmatize it, that it's, you know, pregnancy used to be a pretty dangerous thing, and medicine has come a long way. And I think a lot of people forget that, you know, some of the interventions we've done have revolutionized, you know, and decreased maternal mortality greatly. And that C-section can be a great option and a life-saving option for sure.
Yeah. All right, Katha, thanks very much for all that information. We're going to try to squeeze in another caller here. We're ending at the bottom of the hour, but let's go to Dana in Sacramento.
Hey there. I just wanted to call and say I'm a general surgeon myself in the Sacramento area, and I'm all for, you know, empowerment and information for the patient. But one thing I would caution users with about Yelp is it's a very one-sided platform, in that specifically for healthcare, physicians can't respond because of HIPAA laws. So, you know, especially on a case-by-case basis, you know, there's no way for us to be able to give specifics or explain why maybe a C-section rate is higher in one area versus another. And I understand they're trying to control for those numbers.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, it actually, these drivers that are leading us towards patient satisfaction-centered care, it's a good thing, but maybe a little bit going overboard, because it's actually been tied to the opioid epidemic. This emphasis on, you know, really focusing first and foremost on patient satisfaction over even maybe what medical best standards are.
Yeah, Stephanie,
so
we kind of...
It's a trickery, slippery slope there.
Yeah, no, I understand. Thanks very much for the call, Dana. We kind of touched on that a little earlier, Stephanie, sort of the limits of Yelp. Any thoughts?
Yeah, again... you know, I think by adding the clinical quality measures, we're trying to create another bit of information on Yelp. And I'm deeply familiar with the, you know, some of the critiques of Yelp. I think what we're trying to do is add to that, and in one-stop shopping format, be able to have the consumer be able to see both the Yelp comments and take those for what they are, and also the clinical quality measures.
Yeah, April?
Yeah, I think just to address what some of the doctors have been calling in about, I mean, I think this point about destigmatizing C-section is important. A lot of women who didn't go into childbirth wanting one and came out having one feel let down or like they're a failure. I've heard that many times. And I think one thing to keep in mind is that if women do want a C-section and that's their choice, then, you know, they can get that. And what this data is here for is for the women who are going into childbirth who don't want it, who feel a tremendous amount of pressure in labor to do that.
We're out of time, but real quickly, April, where can people find this data? Michelle, one of our listeners, says she can't find it.
It is on Yelp. If you search for a hospital on Yelp, there's a little box on the right side of the page where that data is. You have to click through.
All right. April Dembasi, health reporter for KQED's California Report. Thanks so much to you for being here. And Stephanie Telekey as well, director of evaluation and impact at the California Healthcare Foundation. Thanks very much. Coming up, we're going to shift gears in the second half of the hour and talk about the deteriorating economic and political situation in Venezuela. I'm Scott Schaefer, here today for Michael Krasny. Much more to come.